So please, there are definitely people who could benefit greatly from your participation. People are staying cottage, coming home from work, and can't make the earlier minyanim. So please make your best effort when possible to help out with that minyan and with this minyan as well. The Shaila of the Week, I was asked a little more than a week ago by a son of a member of the Young Israel. The son's son, the grandson of the member, unfortunately, there was some sort of accident. A young child, 3 years old, was hit in the eye. It was a significant injury, and he had to go to the hospital. Baruch Hashem, everything turned out okay. Recovery was doing just fine. But the question is, should he be benching Gomel on behalf of his son? That's the Shiloh. So Gomel, we could fill several shiurim, full-length shiurim about the topic of Gomel. Try to cover a few points that address this issue. Obviously, the background for Gomel comes from Parshas Tzav. The Gemara tells us, Arba Avitzichim Hodos. There are four people, four scenarios a person traverses and comes out, survives, and is obligated to bring a Karban Toda in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So those four things are someone who crosses the ocean, someone who crosses the desert, someone who is released from jail, and someone who recovers from a serious illness. And all these things, offhand, seem to, the common denominator, significant threat to one's life, sakonos nefashos. So right off the bat, these four translate nowadays, when we don't have karbanos, to benching Gomel, to reciting the bracha of Gomel. So some say, well, okay, first we have to analyze, are these four examples very specific? And it's these four unique scenarios, that's where the karbanos and that's where the benching Gomel is limited to? Or are these really representative of any sakonos nefashos that a person faces? And therefore, could be if a person's in a car accident, God forbid, they come out okay, maybe that would put them in the same category. That's subject to debate. Another thing that's important is, in our case, was the injury to the eye. It was very scary for the parents, but was it a sakonos nefashos? A particular part of the body is at risk. Does that mean that it qualifies, it hits the threshold of sakana that would be relevant for our topic? In addition to that, again, these are sveikos. In addition to that, Magen Avraham, other posts can discuss whether or not this bracha, this may sound like a surprise, whether this bracha is a chova. There's some birchas hashevach, some brachas that are, if you make a bori per eitz to eat an apple, there's no question, that's, Gemara says, in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachos, osur la'adam lahenos min olam hazeh b'li bracha, you can't partake of any pleasure from this world without making a bracha. Okay, but what about shevach? Are all birchas hashevach brachas that give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are they across the board an obligation, or sometimes a bracha, gomel, shachiyanu, things like that, maybe there are shos, you have the option to do so, but you're not absolutely required to do so. And therefore, if in fact it may only be rishus, as many poskim say, we're not quick to make a bracha when we're not 100% sure that it would be relevant. So we already have a few things building that make us wonder if this is appropriate in the situation that I was asked. Furthermore, another twist of the shaila is: can you make a birchas agomel for somebody else? Right, the arba tzrichim lahodos is when you're making a bracha for yourself. So maybe the most common example of where this comes up is when a woman gives birth. Woman giving birth, halachically, we view that as a sakonos nefashos. If a woman's in labor, you go to the hospital, even if you have to be mechal Shabbos, right? So, strictly speaking, she is in a certain type of sakana. She survives, Baruch Hashem, and now she has to bench gomel. So, should her husband bench gomel for her? She's not going to get an aliyah, right? So, and the minigas usually make a gomel by an aliyah. Okay, so she's not going to get an aliyah. Should he make the bracha for her? It might be better for, and some have the minig that the husband benches. My wife, when she gave birth, we got a few people together. We made a kiddush for the daughters, for the girls who were born. And afterwards, we went on the side and found, got a minyan together, and she benched gomel at the minyan. There's different minhagim, but the different practices relate to this question. Can you make bench gomel for someone else? We'll try to get back to that in a second. Mishnah Berurah addresses the question straight up in Siman Reish Test, Reish Test, and he says, Od Kosovo, quoting the acronym, Katan Eino Mechuyav Lahodos, Vafilu Mitzad Mitzvah Schinach. Katan is not obligated to recite the Brachas HaGomel. Doesn't even have, let's say he's 10 years old, 11 years old. He can make the bracha on his own. From the perspective of Chinuch, he doesn't even have to make such a bracha. Right? So forget about the father doing it for him, right? Even if it was the child himself able to make the bracha, we wouldn't. Why not? He makes a bracha Bori Per Eitz. How come he shouldn't make this bracha? So the Achronim say something fascinating. Look at the words of the bracha. What are the words of the bracha? HaGomel L'chayovim Tov Shegmani Kol Tov. Okay? So you think about what that means? Two possible translations of the bracha that are both relevant to the shaila. A gomel chayavim, right? Gomel chesed. A Kadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed. He saved me from the situation. A gomel lechayavim. Okay, lechayavim. So the primary explanation to exempt the child is chayavim. Person's in a dangerous situation. Okay, so then he needs. You know, we don't just jump off the Empire State Building and say, "Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, if I'm supposed to survive, great. If I'm not supposed to survive, great." No, you don't do that. You don't put yourself in a makam sakana, because then we need to analyze: does this person need a miracle? Does this person need a Yeshua, right? And we hope we're worthy of it. And if a person survives, Baruch Hashem. Okay, but what we're acknowledging is Hagoma l'chayovim. You know, I have some averus. I'm not perfect. And maybe I don't always deserve, you know, the chesed of Hashem. Certainly not makom sakana. Not, you know, that's already an additional level of appreciation that I survived something that not everybody faces every single day. Hagom elachayavim tov eshagman kol tov. Is a katan chayav for anything? Chayav for anything. He's not responsible for anything, right? Now, it's true, you could argue maybe 20 years old, right? There is basis to that, you know, a 13-year-old bar mitzvah, so Beis Din takes care of him. Could be he's potter from Onshim min Hashemayim until he's 20 years old. That's a debate. But strictly speaking, we assume under bar mitzvah he's not chayavim. So if he survived that the sakana, it's not the same, you know, that someone who is a chayav, who has more responsibility for his actions, has to undergo. So you'll tell me, okay, last point, maybe chayavim, hagomel chayavim tovos. You know, what about the parents, right? Maybe, the parents at Baruch Shepetarani and Bar Mitzvah, the parents have a little responsibility for the child, right? So, okay, so you're going to call the kid up to the Bima, and he's going to say, Hagomel, Chayavda, my father, he has a lot of averus, and Hashem still saved me. That's terrible, right? The son should be at least down the cops list that his father is not worthy, right? I can say that about myself. I can say on my own, I'm Chayav, and Hashem saved me anyway. But to put that on somebody else, especially my father, so that's one of the reasons why the posts say a katan is not chayav to bench gomel. Parents are not chayav to bench for the children. We should thank Hashem. We should, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yeshua. We should always be thankful. But the formal obligation of the nusach habracha that's described here, we don't apply to a child, even if the parent could do it for that person. Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.